Denodo Data Bytes. Hello everyone and welcome to a brand new episode on the Denodo Data Bytes series. I'm your host Neha and today we have Inessa Gerber joining us. Inessa is the Director of Product Management at Denodo. Inessa brings a wealth of expertise in areas like integration, data quality, and master data management, with a deep understanding of data fabric, enterprise architectures, and the broader data ecosystem. She is dedicated to helping businesses unlock the full potential of their data, ensuring they drive real value and innovation. Inessa, we're thrilled to have you with us today. Before we dive into our conversation, could you share a bit about your role here at Denodo and your journey for our listeners, please?
Thank you for that, and it's good to be here. So I've been with Denodo about 5 years now in the role of the Director of Product Management based out of New York. And I've worked across different parts of the enterprise, be it the data quality, master data management, and obviously data integration. And I truly find that data cataloging and self-service initiatives are critical to the business, and that's why I'm super excited to be part of this podcast.
Wonderful. I can't wait to get started with the conversation. Can you explain the concept of data catalog and how it can enable businesses to empower the teams with self-service capabilities, please?
Great question. And it's always good to level set so we ensure we talk about the same thing, the same topic. So we actually work with catalogs on a daily basis. All of us like to do online shopping. That's cataloging. We browse the online catalogs. We can align the same concept to business. On a business side, when we are talking about catalogs, we are talking about catalog of your data. In terms of catalogs themselves, so we may be talking about inventory-style data catalogs where we are going to have visibility into your enterprise data assets. Like what systems can you connect to all of the technical metadata? We can also be talking about consumer-level data catalogs where we are going to concentrate on what data products you can access and how you can actually consume data. So catalog essentially is the encapsulation of a marketplace where you can come in, you can search across your data product, same as you do for your online shopping experience, but you're searching across data products and how you can consume and use them. So I think it tightly integrates and aligns with our daily experiences, just for data instead of for the online shopping experience.
Perfect. That's a great example. So basically, data catalog is, you know, like Amazon for data products.
Exactly. Perfect. That's the best experience. Like we all like to shop on Amazon.
Exactly. Awesome. That explains it really well. So moving forward, how can organizations quickly get started with a data catalog to optimize their operations, especially if they're new to data management tools?
So data catalogs can be quite tricky. So I think the best way to approach it is you got to think big. You got to look at the bigger picture. What is the problem you're trying to solve? Are you trying to make data more accessible to your analyst, your data scientist? So you gotta have a big picture in mind. However, you gotta start small. Take a specific department, take a specific subset of data products that you would like to expose, a specific use case. Maybe you would like to expose some client-related data to your customer service engagements. Start small. Look at what information you need to provide to your business, what type of business metadata you need to include. Once you start implementing data catalog for a small project, you are going to be able to build on top of those experiences and extend the use of it to other departments, to other divisions. So think big, but always start small so you can show the value. It's like the same, like we've been talking about Amazon initially. Amazon starts with best book sales. Things start small, expand. The same for any data catalog.
Perfect. Perfect. And what are some key features of a data catalog then, Inessa, that allows businesses to understand and leverage data within minutes rather than spending hours or days?
So I'm going to concentrate here on the use of data catalog for business users, for data analysts. In that perspective, the business analysts, the data users, the data consumers, they are not technical users. They don't care if a certain field in your Oracle table, a Snowflake table, is called cost ID. They would like to access, as an example, customer data. So they're looking for the data catalog to provide for the business metadata, for the business semantic definition of what is the customer, what is the patient, what is the payer of the specific domains. They're also looking to trust the data. They're looking to see who else is using this data product, where the data is coming from. So they would like to gain access to data lineage. They would also like to trust the data, but having access to the profiling information, data completeness, data quality indicators. Because trusting the data is super important. If you cannot trust the data, you're not going to use the data, or you're going to use incorrect data sets. So the trust aspect is the critical part of the business data catalog. In addition to that, being able to get visibility into business metadata, such as who is the data owner, who is the data steward, have visibility to all proper descriptions, categorization of the specific data products. All of that is also very important. Going back to our online shopping experience, when you go online and you look for any data, any product, let's say a t-shirt, you want to be able to gain insights into what the data product is or your online product is. So having that business context is important. And the final thing that I think is super critical for data catalogs is ability to access data itself. I can find the data product. I can trust the data product. I can see who else is using it. I can see business attributes of the data product. I can see my customer view. But I would like to access the data. So giving business users ability to easily query the data in a secure fashion is critical for the data catalog when we are talking about consumer-style data catalogs.
Perfect. That actually sums it up really well. Like the ability to access data easily in a secure manner is, I would say, like, as you mentioned, one of the key one of the cornerstones for building a good data catalog foundation, especially for non-technical users, right? Because, you know, again, like you said, data visibility is very important here. So, like, I really like the way you explained it, but would you be able to share some more examples of how companies have successfully used a data catalog to drive efficiencies and make faster and better data-driven decisions?
Absolutely. So before we go into the data catalog itself again, let's talk a little bit about data products. So what is the data product? Well, the data product is the view into your data. It's something that, let's say, is going to represent your customer or your supplier, whatever the domain is. If you're working on, let's say, a project for customer retention or a marketing campaign, you would like to get information on your clients. Before starting to access the data, you need to know where the data is. So you are going to go into the data catalog and you are going to search for your client information, customer information. And this is the first case, especially for like banking industries or anything that has to do with the customer interaction. Being able to come in and look for the existing data products, find that customer client information, and then look at it, query the data and see, well, it looks almost like what I need for my business use case. However, I'm taking it to the next level and saying, well, I'm going to build on top of this existing data product. And I'm going to create a new data product by doing data preparation. It's tricky in a sense to understand that you need to have this multi-layer engagement where you first introspect the data product and then you are going to start morphing it into something of your own for your own business needs, but it's absolutely critical. So you might want to find this customer data product, and then you are going to find your marketing campaign data product, and you're going to say, you know what? I'm going to use data from both of them to create a new data product and use it for my business use case. So data preparation and ability to morph the existing data products into something new, specific to your business needs is absolutely critical. For instance, if you look at the analytics platform, if you are using, let's say, Tableau, Power BI, and you would like to query the data, you need to know what to query. So you would go into the data catalog, you will say, well, let me look for customer data. And then once you find the customer data, let me open it in Tableau Power BI and do my further analytics. So this is a very common use case where you use the data catalog to expedite the data discovery. Expediting the data discovery process ensures that you can get to the right data product quicker, and such you can make data-driven decisions faster.
Perfect. That sums it up really well. And the fact that, you know, like businesses can get customized feedback for their data products is also very important here, right?
Absolutely. It's all about being able to see what you can access before you start creating something new. Reusability is a critical component of any data enterprise. You do not want to have multiple copies of anything because it means you need to manage them, you need to secure them, you need to govern them. You want to reuse as much as you can and build on top of that.
Perfect. That makes a lot of sense. So do you have any examples you would like to highlight, like with some of our customers maybe?
So yeah, so for instance, there is one of our clients who is using Data Catalog extensively for the mobile engagements where they would like to get visibility into not only the client base, but also visibility into maybe critical events happening in a specific region. So they can use the Data Catalog to gain information into the client base as well as information into regional data sets. And they can use that information together to make decisions into different campaigns. The same would be applicable to some of our clients in the energy sector, where they can use information, again, related to their clients to make decisions.
Okay, wonderful example there. Thank you, Nessa. So like we've understood, you know, like the basics of data catalog, its usage, and how, you know, like businesses can basically roll it out within their companies and have customized solutions for their data needs. So my final question related to the topic is, what role does self-service data access play in the broader context of digital transformation? And how does a data catalog help businesses accelerate this journey?
So the biggest challenge organizations are facing is actually the cultural shift when it comes to data literacy and self-service. To minimize the learning curve of the self-service initiative, you need to have a strong data catalog which enables your business users to come in and find information the data of relevance. If you can minimize the learning curve by giving your business users data products which they can introspect and access, you're going to accelerate your business journey. But again, it all comes down to being able to adapt to the whole concept of data products. That the data product is something you can share, you can reuse, and you can gain valuable insights from.
That explains it really well. Thank you so much, Inessa. This was a very insightful session. I'm sure our listeners would have found it incredibly valuable. So before we wrap up today, I have a short Q&A round to close things off. Are you ready to dive in?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So when you're not immersed in the world of data, how do you usually like to unwind?
Well, I love to travel. So travel would be the best way to experience different cultures. And I think also travel gives us a good perspective of how other people are looking at things. And the same is applicable to data as well, because different cultures have different experiences with their environment, and travel enables us to explore that.
Wonderfully said. That's very true. And if the next question is, if you could have dinner with any historical figure or famous personality, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's very interesting. I actually would probably... I'm into art as well, so I would like to maybe meet Picasso, to see the mind process of all the paintings and the evolution. So that would be probably something along the arts line.
That's exciting. Very wonderful answer there. Thank you so much, Anissa. This was so much fun discussing all things related to data catalog and self-service access with you today.
Great having the session, and thank you all for joining.
A quick message to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.